Thank the Lord for once again letting us come to his house. I thank the Lord for his grace and his mercy. Had this scripture come on my mind to read tonight. We remember a man, a little man called Zacchaeus, that couldn't see Jesus because of the crowd around him. He went and climbed up in a sycamore tree, and Jesus told him to make haste and come down, said, "For today I must abide at thy house." And then he said this to him in verse 9 and 10. And Jesus said unto him, "This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham." And this is what he said, then following. "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." And I just love that scripture and love that phrase, and thank God that's true. And I appreciate that. Would just stand with me for a word of prayer as we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to be in your house again. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your scripture that teaches us, encourages us, and uplifts us. God, thank you for your spirit that leads us and guides us and blesses us. Lord, we just thank you for being here tonight. Thank you for everyone that's here that's come. If we have any visitors, thank you for them. But thank you for each individual that's in the house of God tonight. We pray for this service. Just God, we just pray that you take charge of it and help us to get in the center of your will. We ask it in Jesus' name and amen. You may be seated. We turn over to Brother Taylor.
Page 255.
Page 27.
good to be here tonight. Appreciate everyone that's made their way out. I know we got a couple of our younger preachers have appointments tonight, so remember them also. I think it's Cooper and Jeremy both are preaching tonight. So we'll ask at this time if you stand to your feet. We got any unspoken requests? A lot of hands. Any spoken?
I guess I'll try to remember all them. I just talked to Brother Roy Lau on the phone a while ago. He's still in the hospital, but Jeannie and Missy got to go home. But pray for all them, and of course, let's keep praying for the lost. We got God's blessings with a bunch of lost people. And give us burden for them. And I thank God for that. And let's just keep taking them to the Lord.
Any others?
Every time I feel God's spirit, I get a glimpse of that heavenly home.
Yeah.
Every step draws me nearer. I'm headed there.
Anybody else? If not, we'll ask Ryan if he'll lead us in prayer. If we have any visitors, we want you to know you're welcome. Definitely appreciate you being here. I thought some. I'm 53 years old, which if you ask a few people in here, I'm just a pup. You asked me 10 years ago, I'm old. But how quickly time passes by. How long are you going to put off doing what God wants you to do? We're not guaranteed that tomorrow. That putting it off is going to pass by, and it's going to be too late to help our people and to help yourself. If you're lost, it's time to get saved. It's time to move while you have that opportunity, because it's not guaranteed, and time is quickly passing. Anybody got a song tonight? God's been blessing us with just wonderful services and great conviction, and we've seen a lot of moves, but it's not half of what could have been. Not in a hurry, but somebody's got a song, I want you to follow the Lord.
Pray for me. There was a message that was preached at New Haven a while back. It was about when Jesus was on the water and he spoke peace to the sea. And the next story in the Bible is when he sees Legion. And the whole message was that when God spoke peace to the sea, he said, "Peace be still." He didn't say, "See, peace be still." He just said, "Peace be still." And I can imagine and just picture Legion in the cave hearing Jesus out on the ocean saying, "Peace be still," and that peace came to him. So you just pray for me. It's a short song, and I'll do my best, and I'll get out of the way. Legion heard a man speak peace to the sea. He calmed the storm, but he also called me. I bowed on my knees and in mercy received. I was changed in that moment from Legion to me. I've got a message and I'm ready to tell. I once lived in bondage, but now all is well. I was naked, he clothed me. I was lost, but now redeemed. I'll share this message from Legion to me. Jesus told me to stay and help others see how a man filled with demons could be made free. So I'll shout it to everybody, to all listening, how I was once called Legion, but now I'm called redeemed. I've got a message and I'm ready to tell. I once lived in bondage, but now all is well. I was naked, he clothed me. I was lost, but now redeemed. I'll share this message from Legion to me.
Appreciate that song. Has anybody else got a song tonight? No, turn it over to our pastor.
Amen. Thank the Lord for what's been done already. Everything that's been done has been a blessing. I appreciate it. Everything's been sung and said, and I just thank the Lord. Let me ask again. Someone else have something on your heart before we turn over to these preachers? If God give you something, you're sure welcome to do that. All right, we're going to look these preachers in. And one over here and some over here. And any one of you fellows is welcome tonight. You got something on your heart, just come ahead. Follow the Lord. Just feel that liberty and that freedom. Just come on ahead. Whichever, whatever you feel like. Thank God for our preachers. Man, come on, if you've got something, feel that impression, just believe I'm going to have to call on one of them. I'm happy to open it up to all of them, but sometimes it gets to a point and I feel a liberty, God points one out. Cameron, I believe you'd want to need to call on. Let's really pray for him.
It's an honor to be here tonight. And I'm earnestly going to desire y'all's prayers tonight. I don't know if any preaching will be done. If so, it'll be because of the Lord and the church's prayers tonight. And I'd been kind of thinking a little bit today about we had a good service at Continental this morning. As we was driving, as me and Paige was driving here tonight, I got to thinking about Moses a little bit, and I also got to thinking about just how good God's been to me, Terry. And how to some folks, they'll say that this is just all emotion and made up stuff in my head. But I wholeheartedly believe with what I can feel down in my heart, Bob Morrison, that I serve a true and a living God tonight. And if you're here tonight and you don't know what I'm talking about, you can make the same choice that I did when I was a 10-year-old boy. So I'm going to be in Exodus chapter 3. I believe it is should be very familiar to most of you Bible readers. I'll kind of, if I can a little bit, I'll tell my experience a little bit. I've heard from a lot of people that they went to mom and dad and grandma and grandpa and some other folks, and they'd ask them, how will I know when God's speaking to me? And I've always heard the same answer, Bob, saying that you will just know. Billy, I don't remember asking my mom and dad. I possibly could have, but I just don't remember doing that. But the night that I was laying on my couch, I knew that there was someone talking to me that was not in the physical body in my living room at home. Billy Ray, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he made his presence known unto me that night. And he let me know that I was a sinner, lost and undone. And he let me know that I had a place that I can go to if I accepted the call that he's given to me. And if you're here tonight and y'all just really pray, if you are here tonight, he can give you the same call. I believe wholeheartedly, Billy, that he gives the same call to every single person that's ever walked this earth. Free to all men, as we put it, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall have everlasting life. And I might have misquoted that, but that's okay. I'll get to the reading here, Exodus chapter 3, and in verse 13. And I'll read about three or four verses maybe. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say unto me, what is his name? And what shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. And that's all I feel like reading tonight, but that's what kind of came to my mind when I was thinking about it today. The great I am, Brother Bob, made his presence known to me. Moses said, how is your people going to know? They could possibly believe that I'm just making things up. God made provisions for his children to know that they knew who was being sent and who he was being sent by, Brother Carl. Friend, if I can tell you something, when I was a little 10-year-old boy and I may just testify for a little bit and sit down, but I'm going to do what the Lord will have me to do tonight, Brother Ryan. And so y'all just really pray. But I remember as I was laying down on my couch, I remember something came over me. And I said, "Oh God, it's you, isn't it?" He said, "Yes, child, it's really me, Brother Fred." He said, "I've got a little call for you. I've got a free and abundant gift that's never going to run dry. If you only say yes with your heart, you will have eternal life," is what he told me. That made me think of this right here. The people would probably ask Moses and say, "Who sent you? How do we know that you're telling the truth, that you're here to get us out of bondage?" God sent a little messenger, Brother Fred, that let him know that they was going to get out of bondage. Brother Bob Morrison, the gospel came by my way and let me know that I can get out of bondage. It sent a little messenger, brother, and he let me know that I'm able to go free if I just accept the call. My friend, can I tell you tonight that there's a good call that goes out, travels from breast to breast, lets us know that what we've got down in our souls, it's going to take us on home one of these days. Though our steps will get weary, and our faith might grow weak a little bit, Brother Billy, we have a true and a living God tonight, that's going to be with us every single step of the way. You say, "Preacher, can I really have what you have?" I'll say amen to that. You really can. It don't take much, Brother Terry. All it takes is just a willing heart. And coming humble as a little child. Saying, "Here I am, Lord." It made me think back. I preached on this a long time ago here. There was a man. He was going to sleep at night. God came by his way and called him out by name. He thought the man in the other room was calling to him. He came in there three times and he said, "You keep calling to me." His friend said, "I've not been calling to you. When he calls to you again, just say, 'Here am I, oh God.'" You know what happened? He came by a fourth time and he gave him some instructions on what to do. I want to tell you, friend, there came a time when someone came by my way and gave me some instruction to do. He gave me something to follow, and he let me know that if I follow that call, that I've got a home in heaven waiting for me. It don't take much tonight, folks. All it takes is just to say, "Here am I, Lord, and I know that you've truly sent me." That night, Brother Terry, that he made his presence known to me. I grew up in church all my life, and I'm not trying to say anything bad about people who didn't, but this is just my testimony. But the night that he made his presence known to me, Kyle, and let me know that I needed saved, everything I'd been taught all my life about heaven and hell, about how Jesus came and died, Brother Fred, it all became real to me. Hell became a very real place to me, Billy Ray. But here's the good part. He didn't leave me to hang out to dry. He sent a darling son to come and die on Calvary's cross just for little old me. And I want to tell you, the peace that entered into my soul, it's far greater, Bob Morrison, than any sight that I'm going to see in this world, than any experience I'm going to be able to experience in this life. Friend, if I can give you any advice tonight, is take that peace offering tonight. It's free for the taking, free of charge. I love using this saying. When I was a 10-year-old boy, I had my bag packed and my plane ticket bought, Billy Ray, and it's been ready to go ever since. And here's the good part. If you buy a plane ticket and you miss your flight, a lot of times, depending if you get insurance or not, you don't get your money back if you miss your flight. But Bob Morrison, there's two things I know for sure in this life. One is my salvation that I've got.
God. And two, there's going to come a day where I'm going to leave this earth. The only difference between me and you is I know where my plane ticket is going. I'm going to heaven one of these days, and I want you to go with me. Lord willing, I'll live a long life, Brother Blaine, and I'll be able to have a wife and some kids and be able to live life as fruitful as possible. But if he was to strike me down right now and take me on home, Brother Terry, I'm a winner either way. That's the great peace that I'm talking about tonight. Is if you lay your head on the pillow one last time tonight, or you don't even make it out those doors or out the driveway, I can still say, Brother Fred, that I am ready to go and that I'm set forevermore to be with Jesus. And so, if you're here tonight and the great I Am's made his presence known to you, just like he did to Moses right here, just like he did to the children of Israel to get him out of bondage, he will make his presence known to you. And if it's not him calling to you, stay in your seat. And there's nothing wrong with coming and finding out, but you'll know when God is calling you tonight. He's not the author of confusion, Brother Ryan, but he calls in that little, still, small voice and lets us know that it's really him. He let his people know back in this time. He said, I've got a little way for them to know that it's really me that's orchestrating this whole business. He said, tell them the great I Am sent you, and they will know for sure that they have a Savior coming. So that may not be much, but that was just a little thought I had. Terry, if it's okay, I think we should get a song a little bit tonight. Maybe just a verse of a song. Taylor, come on. Joe, come on. All I want to do tonight, and Terry, come help me. All I'd like to do is just extend a little invitation, if that's possible, Lord willing. Let God, and I'm going to say it like this. Do not pay attention to Cameron Mason tonight or Terry Brock. You need to pay attention to the great I Am. He's the true one. I remember I was talking with Stone Hunter one time. We was just talking, and he said, I hate it when people say, how we doing, preacher? And you want to know what the response that he told me is? He says, I'm just a mouthpiece. I'm not the preacher. This may be a title that I've gotten a hold of since I announced my calling. But that's the truth. All I am, Ryan, is just a willing vessel. A little humble mouthpiece that I try to be every now and again. It's God who's the one that truly sends the call out, that truly does the preaching. There's nothing great about this man that you're looking at right here. The Bible tells us that my righteousness is as filthy rags. There's nothing special about me. But I want to tell you something. There's something special down in my soul tonight, and I want you to have the same thing. God wants you to have the same thing tonight, so go ahead and sing whenever you're ready. Terry, come on. If you can, if you want, just listen to God and come on. Would you come tonight?
Amen. Obey the Lord. Good preaching.
I can tell you I'm nothing, and I would be telling the truth.
That's gospel preaching. Thank God for it. If God's speaking to you,
I am worthless.
Come on. If you need to come pray, come on.
Sinner, that's true.
Listen to that song. Amen.
But that's just part of my story.
Amen.
I haven't told everything.
Come.
For I was washed, reborn, and raised a child of
Amen.
A king.
Well, I'm glad that's happened.
And I am a royal descendant of the king.
Amen. Praise God. If you're not saved, you just feel a little touch. Come and let's pray together. Come and let's pray together. Whatever you need is. If you have a fellowship, come. Obey the Lord.
To Isaac, to Jacob, and Abraham.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, world can I stand and say such a thing?
I believe somebody needs to come tonight. Come on.
Say I am royal, claim that my father's the king.
Hey, man. Wonderful.
Well, I have to take you to an altar.
Yeah,
where
listen.
It happened many years
I'm
ago.
I'm glad I have that place.
When I met this king, I was born of his blood. That's all that I know.
Amen.
And I am a royal descendant of the king from Jerusalem.
Amen.
For I am part of the bloodline of David. That's who I am.
That's who I am.
And I claim kindred to Isaac, to Jacob,
amen,
and Abraham.
Yeah, Lord.
For I'm a royal descendant of the king from Jerusalem. I claim kindred to Isaac.
If you're not saved,
and
you just feel a little touch, come on.
For I'm
don't
a
stay like that. Get things fixed. Seek the Lord. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Hey, man, I love that song. I'm a royal descendant. And it wasn't me that made me royal. It was a good Lord from above. I'm a royal descendant. I'm glad I'm part of the family of God, and I appreciate that song. I'm going to say just a few words, and we'll have another song if you will. I believe surely there's somebody here needing to come tonight. And so many things, and I go over this a lot. If you feel you're lost and God's calling you, well, by all means, come. If you feel like you're lost and you think, maybe God's called me, I think he is, come anyway. Come see. If you're out of fellowship with God, if you've been saved and you're out of fellowship with God, or you might not have been out and done anything horrible, but maybe you just haven't been following God. Maybe you haven't been letting your light shine, and you need to come and repent and get fired up where you can help somebody. It takes us being in fellowship with God for us to help somebody. There might be somebody here that's saved and feels like joining this church. You're welcome to come. If you're here and you're saved and you feel like joining this church, but you got questions about it, you need to pray about it, well, come and pray. We'll pray with you. You don't even have to explain what you're praying about. If you want to come and pray, you come and pray. If you want to get up and go back to your seat, you can. We're not trying to judge anybody or intrude on anybody's privacy, but we want to help everybody we can. And for you to get help, you have to be willing to receive help. He can't force it. We can't force it on you. But God calls, he knocks, and it's your move. Sing. Please come. Come on. Please come. Please come. Obey the Lord. Everybody here, obey the Lord. Whatever God gives us to do, let's do that. Help us, God. Help us, Lord. Obey the Lord. Let God help you. Just come, like that song says. Come. That's the good part. You come just like you are. You don't have to try to fix yourself up to come, because you can't. Come just like you are. Amen. Your move. Amen. Had good preaching, good singing, good powerful convicting spirit. I praise God for being here. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. You got something else you want to say?
thought, and then I'll get out of the way.
If you read on earlier, or it might have even been after, God gave him this instruction. Moses tried telling God that he can't do it.
Yeah, right.
He said, Lord, and this is me paraphrasing in the words and me doing it from memory. He's like, Lord, I can't talk very well. He had a speech impediment, if memory serves me correctly.
That's right.
He said, don't you dare worry about that. He said, I got your cousin Aaron that'll speak on your behalf. You just tell him what needs to be said. And so I said all that to say this. The devil is good at giving us excuses to not do what God wants us
That's
to do.
True,
whether it's to get, whether it's to come pray and get saved or renew up to join, no matter what the case is,
right.
The devil is good at his job. But look at the story of what happened when Moses followed the Lord.
Yeah.
The children of Israel got out of bondage.
Right.
And just I said all that to say this. Think about what can happen if you follow the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Now, I'm not saying we need to get another song. I'll leave that up to Terry. But what can happen when you follow the Lord? See what will happen. It's worth a shot, in my opinion. Striving to do something for the Lord, it is worth every single strife that I make, every single stride, Blaine, that I make to follow Him. He's never steered me wrong. When I've done something wrong, it's because of myself and not because God steered me in the wrong direction. It's because I got too much in my fleshly way instead of leaning on Him, Fred. But we serve a God tonight that wants nothing but the best for you and wants to see you come back to heaven. Otherwise, if He didn't want that, He wouldn't have sent Jesus to come and die for us all. So I feel like I'm done, so I'll give it back to you.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate those words, and that summed things up real good. And I believe God's still calling. I feel like singing another verse. And please, if God's touching your heart and life to come, please come while we sing.
Was
it come? The Lord. All right. Anything else on anybody's heart? Something to say or do? Yeah. 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 Bless her. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. 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 Amen. Yeah. Amen. Well, that's a great testimony, great advice. Thank the Lord. Amen. Someone else. When everybody's done, we'll have another song. This is our business meeting now, and we'll, you know, how we dismiss out of worship service with a song gives people opportunity to leave, needs to leave. Everybody's welcome to stay for business meeting. Glad to have everybody, but sometimes people need to leave or want to leave, and so by us having a song in the midst, that gives people a chance to do that. And so I'll ask again, anything else? Thank you. Boy, we got a great crowd. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Thank you for praying. Thank you for being part of this service. Again, I thank God for the preaching and the singing. If nothing else, we'll have that song be dismissed with. Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.